right, it is the morning. Our chow down in Chinatown. We're here in Little Bourke Street at our Crystal Jade restaurant, which is beautiful. Yum Cha begins at 7. We've got so many people here. Janine is dressed up as a rat for the year of the rat. This is wonderful. And just a reminder, we're doing this to get behind a community in need. We do that. Our show gets behind our Melburnians, and we know that Chinese restaurants, particularly in Chinatown and businesses here, are down 80% on their profits, and obviously staff have been laid off and not working, and we can't have this. This is an anxiety. It is not real, and we are proving that this morning by being here, and we're so honoured and thrilled to be joined by the Melbourne Lord Mayor, Sally Capp. Welcome!
Yeah.
Well, thank you. It is lovely to be here. Thanks, gang.
Now, you, Sally, you come to officially open this, and are there any messages you would like to give Melbourne to support this great cause, the Chow Down in Chinatown?
Well, I am delighted as Lord Mayor to be able to officially declare open the Fifi, Fev and Byron Chow Down in Chinatown.
Oh, wow. By the way, this is a little prop to officially open it. You'd normally cut a ribbon. Could you please open this fortune cookie, please? I'll hold your microphone.
Byron, you know we're on radio, don't you?
Oh, no, it's visual.
Very visual.
Oh, this is visual.
Mate, you are
but here we go.
You are
we're
amazing.
Doing it.
That is unbelievable.
Radio is now digital world. We're on several platforms.
Doing as requested, the official opening of the fortune cookie. Here we go.
This is a huge moment.
Woo!
Well, okay, didn't make as much of a sound as I'd hoped.
Didn't pop.
Has it got $5,000 in
but
it?
But it's good.
What's the message?
I'm going to see what the message says. Byron
will not be the king of Moomba.
I think it's going to say, come to Chinatown. Let me get it open. I'm being a bit awkward. Thanks for coming to Fifi, Fev and Byron's Chow Down in Chinatown.
Okay, that's more a statement than a fortune. But well done.
That is pretty cool. That's like magic. How did you get those little messages inside the cookies? That's very clever.
It is. And also, Sally, we should point out to everybody coming down, $5,000 is in one of these fortune cookies.
Oh, wow. Yes. Start opening them now.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Now, Sally, on a serious note, it has affected this area, hasn't it? Little Bourke Street has suffered over the past month.
It has, and we are so grateful for you to be here this morning to promote what is Australia's oldest Chinatown. It's been here since the Gold Rush.
Wow.
We've been so lucky to have this as a distinctive part of our city. It's one of our top tourist attractions as well. But we've also noticed, of course, with the coronavirus and visitors not coming, our locals aren't coming either. Mm. And so we're really encouraging everyone, bring friends, come in, wonton soup, dumplings, special fried rice,
beef,
all here. It's as good as it ever was. And at the moment, there are no queues.
Yeah,
so come on.
That's a very good point. Every cloud has a silver lining.
It does. For dinner this weekend, bring the family. It's a big campaign. It doesn't just stop this morning.
No queues. We hate a queue.
You should have seen Fev at Disneyland in Tokyo. He couldn't handle it.
Oh, mate.
Now, just
don't get me there. God, don't take me there.
On a quick note, Sally, thank you for joining us. We know you're very busy, so you'll have to leave. But there was a suggestion that Byron might want to be the King of Moomba one day. And
he
you did say there was something he would have to do before he would even be considered for the King of Moomba.
Well, I have a very low profile.
He needs a billboard first.
You keep telling me you have a low profile, and I suspect that's not the case at all.
No, it is.
Well, one of the great ways that you could raise your profile, Byron, would be to compete in the Birdman Rally. It's an iconic event.
I was thinking more King of Moomba. Isn't that where you sort of flap your wings and fall into the Yarra?
Take a leap into the unknown.
Yes.
A leap into the Yarra.
That could be in a fortune cookie, Sally.
This is perfect because we've taken a leap with you. We've trusted you with our show.
Yeah.
Mate, take a leap into the Yarra.
How do I do it?
It's constant dares,
Is there a charity? Is there a charitable push behind the Birdman Rally?
Yes. Raise lots of money for charity.
Then... okay, I accept.
Oh!
I will. And I know.
Hang on. You don't have to get invited, mate. Anyone can do it.
No, actually, it's very exclusive these days, Fev. It is.
Don't break a good story, Sal.
It's not riff-raff. It is serious celeb time.
And I know that Fee and Fev, the last thing they would want to do on an event like that is make me look stupid. So I trust that you...
We'll get your outfits sorted.
We won't be there. There'll be the street team as a week with you.
Okay, I look forward to that. Well, thank you. Great opportunity for me, but more so... This Chinatown push is very important for you.
Yes, it is. So this morning, head down. It's our Chow Down in China. Chinatown. Lord Mayor Sally Capp, thank you so much for joining
us. Thanks for having us. And I'm staying. I'm staying in Chowdown.
Just quickly, we're coming into footy season. How are your Pies going to go this year?
Well, apparently we've had the best pre-season ever. Have you heard that before?
So is every other 18 teams.
Good luck to you.
Exactly. I always back the Pies. They are worth it.
All right, everyone tell that. 19 minutes to 7 here on The Fox. Fifi, Evan, Byron.
101.9 The Fox.
Maths.
Yes.
What a show.
Well, what a show last night. The dinner party kicked off and the main protagonist, Hayley, is going to join us very soon.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Have we got some questions for her?
Yes.
Now, I was laying in bed last night, Boxy, with Schnooksy, and I literally said to her, what are we watching this crap for? It's so addictive. Like I literally, we were looking forward to it. We'd set up Toby for a bottle about 7:15, fall asleep by 7:30, so we couldn't be disrupted while Maths was on. Mm. And while we're laying there in an ad, Alex goes, I reckon next year they should do a celebrity Maths. And I went, what a great idea. I said, imagine Shane Warne standing at the altar, big Warne dog, and then Fifi Box walks down the aisle. Imagine that. And then you've got to live with each other, and you've got, mate, it'd be amazing because you're not trying to be a celebrity. You already are a big dog.
It would be amazing. Don't get me wrong. I love the idea. I was right behind it until you just announced the cast. I was right behind it.
Well, I could have someone else up there.
No, I love Warnie.
Yeah.
But the problem is I could not do a reality show. So if you could put, what about Sophie Monk? What if we pop Sophie? What if Warnie's there and Sophie walks down the aisle?
100%. But it could be Bernie Tommy standing up there.
Oh, hang on, I'm back in.
Yeah, you're back in.
See, now you're watching it again.
See, now you're in.
No.
Seriously, it'd be that unbelievable for
it
ratings.
It would be, but you would have to pay celebrities.
Yes, but that's fine.
Which imagine all the money you would want for that.
Yeah, imagine all the money you'd make, though.
You know, but imagine this. Fev, we chip in, everyone finds the money. The Fox maybe chips in a million. We say, Fief.
Chips in a million? We can't have $100 for that. You're smarter than
we say, Fief, you've got to take this show. There's loads of money. She turns around at the altar.
And you're walking down.
No! Actually, her mum would love that. Pearl has always pushed for us to be together. She turns around and Big Dean Wells is walking down. Wouldn't she love that?
Celebrities.
Hey!
No, fair enough. I think it's got legs. Celebrity Maths.
I reckon it does too.
Put it on record.
None of these ex-Maths or Love Island people. I'm talking big dog celebrities.
Because that's the thing. If you think about even I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, that now has reality stars of other reality shows that aren't quite...
I'm talking established. Like when I went on Celebrity, established star.
Absolutely.
I'm done.
Jesse's just dropped the mic.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
It is our chow down in Chinatown. We are at the Crystal Jade restaurant. Come and join us on Little Bourke Street as we support the Chinese community here in Melbourne who've done it tough economically over the last month or so, Fief. We are here and loving life at 7:09.
That's right. And doing it tough because of coronavirus anxiety. People are steering clear of Little Bourke Street, Chinatown, because they're anxious, but there's no need to be. It's our campaign. We want people to head down on the weekend with their families, enjoy a great feed. Yum Cha is underway here. And we are joined by the president of Little Chinatown, Danny Doon. And Danny, before I get you to speak, we have in fact got you your very own intro.
Oh, that's very good.
Danny Doon, Danny Doon. That's very good.
Yeah!
Now, Danny, you're joined by the vice president, and she affectionately referred to herself before as the Dragon Lady. Eng, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Fifi, Fev, and Byron.
Now, Eng, I believe there was something you wanted to say to Fev. You were listening on the way in.
Yes. The Lord Mayor was giving some tips about... how to get to be the Moomba King.
Oh, the Moomba King, yes.
To be able to win the Birdman rally thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's got to do that. That's low status.
Byron will do the Birdman rally. Yeah. Fev's more the King of Moomba type, yep.
But he can definitely do the Birdman too.
Okay, Fev's going to do the Birdman too.
You know how he can do it?
Mm-hmm.
come down to Chinatown, chow down, eat all the dumplings.
If I eat all the dumplings, I won't be flying anywhere. I'll be sinking in the Yarra.
No, you just look good and solid.
Is it fair to say there's been an unusual rapport and dynamic building between Ying and Fev?
Yeah, I can see chemistry, and there was a lovely little cuddle before. Now, Danny, thank you for coming. As the president, is there any message you'd like to give Melbourne about our chow down in Chinatown or what's going on here in Chinatown?
Well, Chinatown, always a very good food area. Mm-hmm. Just like this morning, I heard the president of USI saying, hey, Australia is well protected, nothing to worry about. Just go along every day, what you do every day. Just come down to Chinatown, enjoy all the food, you know, the restaurant can provide. And also we got some sort of lucky draw that's coming up.
Good forward sell, Danny.
Yes. Yes. Oh, well,
very good forward sell.
Someone
could win $5,000 inside of a fortune cookie right here, yeah, just by turning up, which is very exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. So many people here tonight.
I know, this morning. There is.
And if the president or myself wins the $5,000, we'll use that and shop in Littleburg Street.
Oh, yes!
And give that away as prizes.
Oh, good on you, Anne. Anne's got it all worked out.
She's got it all worked out, haven't you?
She's very generous, isn't she? That's someone else's money.
I'm going to the tab.
Anne, I believe also you're not just the vice president of Little Chinatown, you're also the president of the dragon costumes, is that right?
The big dragon. We are the world's largest dragon in the world.
Wow.
So
we should use that for the Birdman rally.
I could be a giant dragon with wings.
And we can fly off.
Well, we need to have a few more dumplings.
Hey, on the way out,
I was just thinking
on the way out, could we, not to put too much pressure on our panel, on Mandy back in the studio, but could we hear Danny Doon's song just one last time?
Yes, thank you, Danny.
Here we go.
Very nice.
He left me hanging. I was trying to give Danny a high five. Danny, you still leave me hanging, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the longest hang of all time. Anyway, all very visual, but I had my hand up for about 30 seconds, and Danny just, thank you, Eng. Anyway, lots coming up, including a visit from Hayley. Wow, did you watch MASH last night?
Hayley's in the restaurant.
Oh,
there
my
she
God,
is.
She's here. She's inside the Crystal Jade.
There she is.
She is on the show real soon.
101.9 The Fox.
What about last night? We were all watching MASH. It was fiery. Let's check it out.
What about the fact that David put my toothbrush in a toilet? You put the toothbrush in a toilet and you filmed it. Someone on this table has sent it to me. Let me get my phone. Let me get my phone. One of your so-called mates sent it to my phone, you dog.
Now, from one dinner party to the next, here we are at our Yum Cha breakfast. Hayley, welcome.
Morning, guys.
Us.
How are we going?
We should literally make this a MASH dinner party and get all the goss.
No, unfortunately, it's the morning and there are no alcoholic beverages at hand. Now, Hayley, I have to ask on a serious note about last night, because that opened Twitter. You were the number one trending topic on Twitter.
Was I?
Yeah. This is good. I was going to say, you stayed off it because everybody had an opinion on, one, whether you were right or wrong last night, because everyone was saying that you'd done the bad and apparently Michael's, you know, got off scot-free.
That's hearsay. Mm-hmm.
But also the toothbrush. Hayley, I don't know how you've coped with it. Look, that's beyond disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely abhorrent. But I think I said to you guys last time I was on the show that plenty of bad people go to church, and, you know, for someone to sit there and to justify his actions, that's unjustifiable, isn't it?
Yes.
The guy's a
He said it was a prank. Remember, he said, it's just part of our prank. It's unhealthy. It's disgusting.
I've done worse things to my mates. Yeah, like, who are you hanging around? Like, I know you're from Melton, but calm down.
I was in a footy club and there was none of that stuff going on, and we used to play pranks with everyone all the time. Now,
Oh, God, here we go, Fev. What are
she
you doing?
She said, he said. Did it really happen?
Oh, what, with the me kiss. And Mike? Oh,
yeah, or are you just dramatising it? Like, come
mate,
on.
Mate, can you see me dramatising
well,
shit?
Well, I'm just... No. Whoa.
Language.
Whoa,
yeah, yeah, first, yeah. First warning.
This
first
is
warning.
Just
first
a question warning. That Melbourne and Australia want to know. Like, did
absolutely
it really
not.
Happen?
When you say it, just to clarify for people who haven't seen it, did you kiss Michael?
100% I kissed Michael. I think at the end of the day, his... got a so-called reputation to look after. He kissed the bogan, the loudmouth on the show. He's given up the princess. You know what I mean? He's kind of embarrassed. But embarrassed by what? Someone that, you know, just stands up for what she believes in and is true to herself.
Okay. So how was it a big pash, a little pash? Was it tongue?
It was several pashes and several bits of tongue. There was bumping and grinding on a bed. Oh,
wow. Whoa. Gosh, on a bed?
On my spring roll, Ben.
Hey, this is what people want. This is what people want.
Janine's eating a prawn dumpling.
Hey, Janine.
Nana Ivy, was didn't need to hear that.
Nana Ivy's a rat. Just said to the husband, wait till we get home, baby.
Oh,
now, what? So was there anyone else in the room?
Yeah, so there was Vanessa and Chris in the room at the time.
So they left. So what happened there? There's something that's gone down there. Was Chris a bit... what's happened there?
I absolutely adore Chris. I think he's a really great guy. What happens behind closed doors is their business. And that's a bit of he said, she said.
Oh, well, that's the same as your situation, though. Why didn't that stay behind closed doors?
Because Vanessa had a big mouth and wanted to run around and tell everyone what happened. And then I was just like, you know what? I've got to have accountability and, you know, put my hand up and say exactly what it was.
That's a good answer.
Now,
cheers, mate. You know what?
Really solid answer. 10 out of 10.
Didn't expect that.
Hayley, I feel like we've cheated on you because yesterday we had Michael on the show.
I know. Yeah, I heard. Yeah. I had so many phone calls about it. Apparently he's left a little note here for
well,
me.
Well, yeah, this is the thing. So we'll play this back. This was, I thought maybe he might have a message for you.
Okay.
Michael, we actually have Hayley on the show tomorrow. Is there any message you'd like to leave for her?
She want me to write like a little note for her.
Yeah, write a note for her, and then we'll give it to her tomorrow. We promise we won't open it.
So dun, now Fev's got the note that Michael wrote. This is we didn't see what he wrote. Have you read it, Fev?
No, I didn't read it.
Should I read it out loud?
I actually didn't open it.
Oh my
should
god, my heart.
Read this?
Okay, so it says Hayley on the front with a line underneath.
Oh gosh, what's
oh god,
he
here we go.
Oh boy.
Oh my god. Oh god. Maybe it's a love note.
Oh.
Maybe it's all going to come out. Hayley, you're not the only one I kissed. Plenty more secrets.
Oh,
M.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wow.
Who else could he have kissed?
I've got absolutely no idea, but I don't feel special anymore.
Oh, no. This has ruined everything. Just all the note that's been handed to her over a Lazy Susan at a Chinese restaurant has blown the lid off maths. Wow.
Oh, that's, you know what, that's so much better than what I thought it was going to be. I was just like, I was listening last night. Well, not listening. My guy mates called me and they're like, he's left you a note. What's it going to be? I'm like, he's going to be an absolute turd.
Have you caught up with him since the show? Because no. I've heard that he's been visiting Port Melbourne regularly.
On the frequent, checking if I've got the bananas in the top of the trolley bed.
We all know what that means.
You know exactly what's happening.
Well, we can't stop watching Maths, of course. Married at First Sight, a Sunday night at 7:30 on 9. Oh, these are those tough nights where it's not on and people don't know what to do with themselves.
I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, so anyway, back on Sunday night at 7:30 on 9.
Do you stay or leave on Sunday?
Oh, it's a bit
obviously
it's a bit controversial what happens, though.
What the really? Come on.
Can you give us a
All right, it's David. For the first time in the show's history, they kick us off because David has a whinge.
Wait, what do you mean?
Spoiler!
Hang on! What do you mean?
What is a whinge about?
What do you mean they kick you off?
That they kick us off.
What's he... What?
Because David made a deal with production that no matter what I wrote, that they would let him leave. So on news.com.au yesterday, David did a big 40-minute Suki Lala interview and said, no matter what, I was allowed to leave, so, you know, da-da-da-da-da. And look at Fev's jaw on the floor.
Oh, no.
Someone get this man some food.
I love this show. So they made you leave.
So,
did they compensate you
so
for that?
They made us leave. Nah, there's no compensation.
Oh,
so you're out.
Surely you could
sue. But I'm back. I'm back further on in the show.
Oh, there's another one.
What do you mean? Let's get this.
I know, this is great.
What do you mean you're coming back?
Remember Davina came back?
What do you mean you're coming back?
This is like I'm back, Fevy.
What are you doing? With someone else?
What? No. date. I've already been with someone else. Enough.
Anyway, we've had about four exclusives in about 60 seconds there.
Can we find out why she comes back, though?
No, Feb, you're going to stay tuned.
No,
stay tuned.
I'm going to watch it anyway.
Channel 9.
I'm going to watch it anyway.
I think Channel 9 publicity would like this to end about now.
Channel 9, who cares? This is amazing.
Have some wonton soup with Kaylee and she'll tell you off the microphone.
Okay, well, I'll get her to tell me off. We'll get a bottle of Grange and then I'll come back after 8 and I'll spill all the beans.
Very good wine list here at the Crystal Jade.
101.9 The Fox.
Busy morning here in Chinatown, Fief.
It is. And just flicking through the news this morning to see what news stories were breaking. And I saw a news story and I felt sorry for the person it was written about because, Fev, we're obviously on this show quite sensitive to influencers. We've always felt for their plight
yes,
in the world.
Yes, because they work hard.
Well, this is the thing. Social media. See, a few years ago, this wasn't a job. This was a profession. And now we look at these influencers with all their followers traveling the world. They get
driving
free accommodation.
Nice,
they get cars. They get clothes. They seemingly don't work. But you're not allowed to say that to them because they do not like that.
No, I say it.
But they don't, because they argue it takes a lot of effort.
It does.
And there's an influencer in the news today. Her name is Pia Muhlenbeck. Muhlenbeck.
Yes.
I know. I've heard of her before because she's got 2 million followers on Instagram.
Yep.
395,000 on YouTube. Now, she has done an interview where she's clarified.
What's
well, no, she's clarified this. No. Fev, she doesn't want to be referred to as an influencer because she doesn't believe she influences people. She's a content creator.
Is she now?
Yes.
Yes.
So she
is. So is my 9-year-old daughter.
Well, I just wonder how, I don't know, Steven Spielberg feels about her calling herself a content creator.
No, okay.
Like, there are films being made.
What different
there
types of content?
Well,
you know?
No, again, and I wasn't going to have a shot. Sorry. I went here. No, I'm going back to being sensitive and kind.
No.
It's hard being an influencer.
No, get your inner Haley from maths. Tell your truths.
No. I'm sure Pia does a very good job creating content and works very hard.
As I said, we're down here. Oh, no, I won't say that. I was going to refer to coronavirus, but we can't.
No, you can't.
That.
That's the reason.
That's the reason we're here.
But I'm like, you know how that's spread around the world? I'd love for a bug to go into like an Instagram and just blow it up.
Oh,
and then all these influencers will turn around and see how creative you are now.
You have to get a job.
With no internet.
Squatted away here on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Dating is such a big thing in the world, but more so on reality TV. Fev, there's never been enough reality dating shows. And The Bachelor in the US, the ABC network, they've started filming. This is going to be fantastic. I hope we follow through with it here in Australia. The Bachelor for Seniors.
Well
so
done.
I love this.
For people over 65, they are now auditioning and they are casting for The Bachelor for Seniors. I love this. It'll be a big show on telly.
This would be a great show, Boxy. Mm. We'd have a good candidate. We'd have Byron.
I was about to point at Nana Ivy over there.
With her husband, John.
She's got a husband.
Nana Ivy's got her husband.
But that's the age group.
No,
they're
the
wonderful,
age
wonderful
age group
older
is
people.
Right here.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's a dating show for seniors.
For seniors, I
see the gag.
I don't mean to sort of take the curtain away, but Fev hated Hayley from Maths when she left because he tried to do this gag about me being old.
Prove it.
I did witness before, though, the vice president of Chinatown Eng was flirting with Fev.
Yeah.
I don't know whether she was aware that maybe there. I mean,
oh, hang on.
He's as
now,
good as
now
married.
She's, now she's on the mat.
Oh, dear. Eng's giving Matt Preston a cuddle.
Oh, boy. This Eng should be on the Bachelor Seniors edition.
Mate, she looks like someone off Maths. She's going everywhere.
Eng, are you married? Are you in a relationship, Eng?
Do I have a stupid written on my forehead?
There we go. Eng, do I have stupid written on my forehead?
Put it this way, all the guys are really lovely. So the more the merrier.
This is the vice president of Chinatown here. So certainly she's put her hands up. I bow out. I'm far too young, but thank you, Fev. It is 6 minutes.
Only the hugs, that's all.
I'll take the hat off.
It's just, no, only
hugs.
The hugs.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought she didn't like my hat.
God, jeez,
six minutes to wait on The Fox.
Play a song, 101.9 The Fox.
Now we are joined by Australia's most popular, most famous, best foodie, Matt Preston.
Woo!
Welcome Hello. To the show, Matt.
Hello. Finally, breakfast radio with breakfast. I love it.
Oh, actually, we've got some options here, Faith.
I know.
Oh, you've got a lot there. You've got some chicken feet. You've got some.
I want some pig feet.
You want some. What are the little dumplings? What else have you got there?
Chicken feet, that's fish tofu, fish and eggplant, barbecue pork buns, pork spare ribs, and beef balls.
Well, the barbecue pork buns, but Feb, not yet.
Not yet, I've got to wait.
you've got to eat 12, because I've just had 10 out of the bag.
No, you smash those pork buns.
What can be better?
Yum. Now, before we get into, before we chow down in Chinatown, I have to apologise to you.
Well, what have you done now?
Well, I haven't had a chance because when you came to visit me at the end of last year and meet my beautiful baby Daisy.
Yeah, Daisy, who didn't like me.
Well, yeah, that was a first. That was really unfortunate. Really,
she looked at me like I was the devil. Is your head going to spin round? Are you going to projectile vomit like I do? What are you going to do?
She was having a bad day because Mama was having a bad day. So I'd had a root canal that morning and then might not have penned into my calendar that you were coming round for lunch.
Oh my
gosh. When the doorbell rings and Matt's standing there with the ingredients to make a grain salad when I've just had a root canal. Grains and root canals don't go well together. And my apologies because I then forgot I had to go and pick up my six-year-old Trixie. Yeah. So I've left Matt in my house with my mum. And I left you.
And the suspicious child, which is what's like. Dave just sat there looking at me like, yeah, you're going to leave now.
How did you go with Pearl?
Oh, I get on really well. I love Pearl. She's fantastic. She's lots of fun.
She has to say that.
The story she tells when she's not around.
Oh, boy.
My apologies for you having to let yourself out of my house while I left you there.
It's okay.
You've made me lunch.
It's okay. I left with a nice set of steak knives, so I was quite happy.
Now, here we are having breakfast, not lunch this time. Matt, you know that Fev is about to go into what is... A world record. I mean, this is in print with Guinness.
It is unbelievable. I've checked that the paddles are ready and they're working because I'm worried about the, you know.
Don't be like that. I'm worried too.
Look, you know, and I bet they've got really long speculums just to get down your throat to pull out the dumpling that's stuck in your windpipe. so you should be okay because it's not many people die competitive eating.
Matt, what is your understanding?
Two in the last couple of months.
My mistake.
People have unfortunately passed away. What is your understanding of what Feb will attempt in the next 5 or 10 minutes?
Well, look, it's interesting. He's going to be eating prawn dumplings. And traditionally, the prawn dumpling comes with that nice kind of translucent wrapper. But
rice paper?
Rice flour. But the whole thing is that they need to be a little bit sticky. The chosen Hong Kong way is for that rice wrapper to stick on the roof of your mouth.
He's got
some shumai as well. So he's got six. He's got six parts. You'd start with the shumai.
100%.
There's pork in there, so it's a little bit kind of more succulent.
Okay.
I think the issue is going to be not the prawns, because they're super juicy. And these are nice chunky prawns, so they'll need to be chewed. But it's not like you can pop them in your mouth and just like swallow it like you're pouring down a drain pipe.
Then why don't we do all shumai? Get rid of these prawns.
Why is there so much to it? Don't you just put it down your mouth, down the hatch, swallow, bang, next one?
You're the man who told me you want to put Vaseline down your throat. So don't talk to me about strategy. I know you've been on the internet reading everything. Yeah.
Now, for those
you are a professional athlete. You just moved from kicking snags to eating them.
For those just tuning in, it's not just that Feb has just got to sort of munch on these. It's a speed challenge. He needs to get 10 of these down inside of 60 seconds to break the world record. That is a dumpling in every 6 seconds.
Yes.
I mean, that's we're not hopeful.
I think you can add up, Byron. He's like, yes.
Yeah, great. Well,
you know what? You know, it's possible to do. I mean, you can never write off Brendan Favola.
Thank you.
Ooh,
the champion.
But show of hands, who thinks Fev can break the world record?
Oh, God.
Oh,
well, actually, not show of hands. That's very visual. Noise. Who thinks Fev can break the world record?
I don't think they understand it's a world record for a reason, because no one can beat it. It's a world record. There's only one person that's ever done it.
I know. Have you forgotten? Yeah, you're Brendan Favola.
In my little bubble in Melbourne. This is a world record.
Warwick Kappa would do it.
Oh, God.
Well, that's got him. All right, stay tuned.
I don't think he'd be eating dumplings. He'd be eating something else.
Stay tuned, because this is an attempt in the next 5 minutes. Matt Preston is going to witness it. Of course, by the way, we love his book. We've all got a copy of this, More by Matt Preston, which is available in stores now.
And we're looking forward to his new show called Plate of Origin that we didn't talk about, but good luck with the show, mate.
Plenty going on.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Now, this is big. Brendan Favola is about to attempt a Guinness World Record. This is currently the world record for eating dumplings within 60 seconds, 1 minute, is 10. So, Fev, you're about to try to eat more than 10 dumplings.
I'm already 7 in. That was a mistake. Okay.
Matt, can I just honestly ask you do you believe he can do this?
Look, I think what's hard is there's no water, no tea, no soy sauce, so nothing to lubricate them going down. It's a really big ask. But, you know, he's a big unit. Most important thing, does he pick up the plate and keep the dumplings close to his mouth, or does he try and pick them off of the table?
That's a good point.
There's all this strategy.
That is an amazing point. Well done.
Now we have...
I didn't think about that.
No, you probably should have.
All I've thought about is the food. But yes, because I'm going to stand. Because I think that when I was in the jungle, I drank a drink that had never been drunk in 17 years. Mm-hmm. And everyone that I watched do it sat, and they... Because if you spew it up, you're
right,
done.
Right,
okay. So I stood. So when the spew came up, I swallowed it back down.
I might move.
Yeah. Yeah.
I might move.
But anyway, there's a lot going on in my head at the moment.
Well, there is. There's also...
I've got my number one supporter over here.
We have a paramedic, James, on standby. James.
Are you like a professional?
Not quite yet. In my last year of uni at the moment. So one more year of uni. But look, I'll do my best to help you, that's for sure.
Don't panic, Ferb. He's an intern.
You know CPR.
Yeah, I know CPR, that's right.
It's like Stacey off maths.
Okay, so let's do this. Fev, get yourself in position. Now, everybody who's joining us here, we're going to do a countdown. So we're going to count him down from 5. We'll just get him in position. Matt Preston is going to hand over...
This is wonderful. The lazy Susan will be employed here, Fief. This is fantastic. Matt has the dumplings in his hand. He's ready to place them on the lazy Susan, spin it around to Fev, and then, the fun starts.
God, I'm shaking.
Okay, so... Matt, if you could put the dumplings on the lazy Susan.
6 shumai, 6 prawn hago coming your way.
So when does the time start?
Well, the whole room, everybody here in the restaurant at the Crystal Jade is going to count you down. Are you ready, Fev?
No, I'm not.
Okay, bad luck, because here we go. Everyone in the room, join me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Gosh, okay.
First shumai goes in, it's down. Second shumai, he's going the 2 bite. He looks like he's struggling already.
No, that's not a good sign. That
was a wretch there. That was definitely a wretch. He's only the 3rd shumai. Here we go. Here comes the 4th shumai. The pork and prawn. But it seems to be going
that's
down
4.
Well.
Should it be chewing or just swallowing?
Well, too hard to swallow. I think his gullet's not wide enough.
Oh, no. He's got a... Oh, dear. Oh,
now, wait a second. Here we go.
Where are we under the clock?
Oh, no!
We've got 32 seconds left. 32.
Come on.
Did he vomit? What was that?
No, that wasn't the vomit. He can pick that up and eat that later.
Okay. I can't watch.
He's got to get the 10 down. He's doing pretty well.
Okay,
the first
20
six were quick.
Seconds to go, Fev.
So he's on his
you
7th
can do
dumpling.
This.
He's on his 7th dumpling. Come on, Brendan. Come on, Brendan.
Another one down.
No. Oh, one down, one up.
10.
Okay.
9.
9.
Oh,
8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh!
Went into the champagne bucket. Oh, wow. Just wandering around, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, he's still going. Oh, okay.
He's been sick now. That's a shame.
Oh, that's a pity.
Oh, dear.
Now, Thief, we can do maths on this show. We know we started with 12 in here.
Okay.
Now, how many are remaining in there? We can reveal.
Three.
He's fallen one short.
Eng, the vice president of Chinatown, is eating the final 3.
Yeah, helping you make it. That's what you do in Chinatown.
Look, Eng, you smashed it. Well done.
We may have come up with a new world record in the pairs division. Yeah. I don't think we've ever had doubles.
Never well done. Perfect idea.
There we go. What a wonderful moment. Please thank Fev, 9 dumplings, and Eng, the vice president of Chinatown, with a cameo there at the end. She smashed 3 in about 10 seconds.
That's so good.
Yeah, look. I think Eng, you better come back and go for the record. I think the most important thing now is everyone can go to their local Chinese, have some dumplings, maybe not try and do 10 in a minute. I think you might have killed him.
Are we meant to be promoting Chinatown? Paramedic James, can you get to work?
He's probably just going to have to puke all that up.
Okay, the paramedic's given up as well. Right.
1019, The Fox.
We are supporting Melbourne's Chinese community here in Chinatown. We're live at the Crystal Jade in Chinatown. It is the Chowdown in Chinatown. Wow. If you just tuned in, you won't want to miss it on our Instagram. Fifi Fair Byron, Matt Preston here, good friend of the show, and Brendan Favola with a world record attempt only minutes ago.
Yeah, Matt, we did witness that. In 60 seconds, the aim was to get 11, at least 11 dumplings down. And Fev, you did, I still can't look at you because I do this thing called sympathy vomiting and I'm just worried that's going to happen next. But you got 9 down.
Yeah, I got a few down.
That was a great effort.
I reckon that's got to be close to an Australian record, even if it's not a world record.
Yeah, well, thank you, Matt. Thanks for that support.
I mean, I'm worried you do it like a particularly hot pre-season training day and you're training right now.
Yeah, I got the first two down pretty well. And then my throat closed up, it was like it was in shock or something.
Well, I think it's that stress because it's just going, no more, slow down, Tiger.
And then I was a bit worried because I'm on a diet, Boxy.
I know you are.
Mate, they've all come up, so I haven't put on any weight.
Hey! Don't try that at home,
Don't try that at home, but geez, I feel good. I don't feel good, but...
Yeah,
that guy from Canada. Well done.
I think there's a moral here, and that is if you're going to go to Yum Cha, don't try and eat it all in 1 minute.
No, experience.
Maybe spread it out over an hour and a half. Enjoy the experience. Yeah. You know,
have a bottle of wine.
Luxury. Or actually, the Black Doctor. I think Coca-Cola goes remarkably well with Yum Cha.
Oh, nice.
For some reason.
Beautiful.
Maybe that's because I normally enjoy it with a hangover, but it's But you know, make sure you enjoy those fluffy pork buns. And I think you know we've got so many amazing Chinese places across Melbourne. Whether it's here in the CBD, and obviously whether you know the iconic places like the Flower Drum, whether it's places like Lau's Family Kitchen, or whether you go out into the eastern suburbs. Or the western suburbs and some of the great suburban Chinese places. We're so lucky in this city.
We are. I'm sorry he's been sick again.
It's really hard to push the merits of Chinese food as Fez hurling into a bucket.
It is a challenge.
Well, you've beautifully done that, Matt. But can we talk about Plate of Origin for a second too, your new show on Channel 7?
Yes.
Because the rumour is that you and Gary will be living together, which we've never seen you two do before.
Bachelor pad.
I think the fat old bachelor pad.
He's a black doctor. I got one.
Oh, there's the coat. You're on your fifth.
This is what you need.
I know what's going to happen.
No, he's not going to projectile. Yeah. It's okay. We decided we'd share it. We're filming for about 12 weeks. We decided, what a great idea. We'll get a bigger place. We'll share together. that seemed very good. I'm obviously incredibly easy to live with. Gary, on the other hand, doesn't like mess. Gary's the sort of person, when you have toast, he follows you around with a dustpan and brush. So I'm going to set up a little confessional booth for him where he can come and just download all the terrible things I've done. It's going to be like The Odd Couple. It's going to be like Jack Lemmon, Walter Matthau, and that classic 60s film. I'm going to be great. Gary, I think, will probably be grey by about week two.
Matt does like to go out too. I don't know that Gary does.
Yeah, no, Gary's a sensible.
He's a beers, cheese, and bed man.
That's right. And I'm like, come on, turn up the music.
Party. Got the disco balls. Yeah, you should put some GoPros around and film this. It'd be a great show.
I think no one wants to see me and Gary in the morning in our underpants. I think even our wives complain about that. So.
Mate, we're hooked on maths. I'm tipping we'd be hooked on you two. That'd be a good show.
Oh, well, I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't be using Gary.
I think I'm still sick.
Oh, toothbrush joke. We are definitely following everything that's happening for Matt, as well as the book More by Matt Preston. It's available in stores now. Please thank Matt Preston for being part of our big morning this morning.
Thanks, Matt.
And little wonder, Feith, that everyone enjoying their yum cha is excited because something massive is happening in here in the next 15 minutes.
That's right. We have fortune cookies here, and one of them has $5,000 in it.
Oh, boy.
Now, the Crystal Jade restaurant is full. One of those. One person here is going to walk away $5,000 richer. How good is that?
Good luck, guys. It's coming up right after this on The Fox.
1019, The Fox.
Everybody who is here and has joined us this morning has been given a fortune cookie. We are in a few seconds going to get everybody to crack open their fortune cookies, and one of them has $5,000.
Oh, God.
Okay. All you wonderful people here to contribute to this great community-minded event, the campaign to get everyone chowing down in Chinatown. Are you ready to open your fortune cookies?
Yeah!
Okay, crack them open!
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, here we go, they're cracking open. Sound like an auctioneer. And we have not one winner yet. Who's got $5,000? Quick, open them up. Oh,
gosh. Anyone?
Open up the prawn cracker. Who's got the prawn cracker?
They're all reading. Someone's about to look pretty excited.
Someone's got the fortune cookie. $5,000. No one.
Oh, dear.
Did we just save ourselves $5,000?
Janine can't open hers. Janine, you have some help there.
Janine's dress is a rat.
Oh, the rat.
Oh, thanks for coming.
Wasn't you, Janine? Oh, hang on.
And he's eating a dumpling. Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
Jono.
Jono!
Jono!
Jono! Jono!
Congratulations.
Jono!
What was that, Jono?
I'm splitting with my mates. Can I have the come up as well?
Yeah, you should make
splitting
it
with
your
the
mates. What's
here
your mate's name, Jono?
Philip.
Philip?
Hello. Philip.
And Tony.
And.
Now,
yeah,
no,
I'm Tony.
Tony, there's four of you. Is that $5,000 going four ways or just two ways?
Four.
Oh,
I think it's four.
Great, guys. Yeah, what a wonderful ways. Friend.
The best thing is they're chowing down on dumplings at the moment, which is amazing.
Jono, did you put the dumpling in whilst you were opening the fortune cookie?
I had to eat the cookie because it was stuck inside.
Oh!
I took a bite, so...
Congratulations, guys. $5,000 just for coming down this morning.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, thanks for supporting us.
Do you guys work nearby? Are you just from around here?
No, I travel at least an hour. I travel at least an hour to get here.
I listen to the show. I've spoken to them before. They listen to the show every morning.
Where'd you drive in from?
Mulgrave.
That's an hour to be here. Fantastic
that
stuff.
That is great, guys.
Yeah, thanks for
at least you got some petrol money to get home anyway.
$5,000. Make sure you put some of that back into the community. Maybe you treat yourselves for a nice dinner here in Chinatown and you still have plenty of money to spare. That's just a thought.
Yeah, we came here for Chinese New Year. They do a really good special dish. It's like a...
Special.
No, it's like... I don't know the English name for it, but it's like your share, you like all the noodles, you get all the chopsticks to stir the noodles.
Here at the Crystal Jade restaurant.
All right. Good news for the Crystal Jade. They're going to spend some of it here.
Excellent.
All right, well, congratulations to our winners. What it's all about, our chow down in Chinatown with Fifi Fevenbyron.